This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So here's what we need to do from now on.
What happened?
Four times a year, we should cut out space on the show to talk about this. And Kimmy, I think we could like guarantee what time of year it's going to happen to. Mm-hmm. Because at minimum, four times a year, this is going to happen.
Oh.
And despite the fact that Geneseo has seen this a million times, despite the fact that as long as it stays in this spot, it's going to keep happening, nothing will be done. And it happened again. Because of course it happened again! You had a chance to change it, you did nothing! You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. The Bear Fountain in Geneseo has once again been struck by a car.
Oh. Here's the weird thing about this thing getting run over. Is that like, well, I guess if it's that, if it's older people hitting it, not college kids, you're a local.
I don't think it's locals that are hitting it.
Well, so it's been college kids then.
No. There have been a couple trucks, right? Yep. Going
but they
through
probably
town.
Make regular deliveries.
I don't know.
Okay, so this time it happened Friday evening around 6. Police were called, driver not hurt, but the incident left the fountain with scrapes, and there may be a reason why it happened Friday night.
Right.
I'm just speculating, thinking out loud here. The Geneseo Air Show was this week.
Oh, everybody's looking up.
Well, no, you idiot. That could
driving
be.
Driving through town. More traffic than normal.
Yeah, people from out of town.
I don't know.
All right, so keep in mind, it wasn't all that long ago that the fountain had to be completely rebuilt after it was smashed in an accident, and this is the second time this year the Bear Fountain has been hit by a car.
So there's no barrier. They didn't put up any barrier around us.
Okay, you put up a barrier, they're just going to hit the barrier.
What if they painted it a really bright color?
You mean like white in the middle of...
is it white?
Yeah,
I don't even know what color it is.
Fountain.
I thought it was just like concrete.
It sticks. Yeah, I guess it is. White concrete, whatever. Same difference. Look. Every time the Bear Fountain gets hit, we sit here on the show and we go, you should move the Bear Fountain. Mm. And we get inundated with calls from furious people in Geneseo. Legitimately
just be
furious.
Be better drivers.
Yes. They're saying the fountain being in the road is not the problem, Tommy. It's people not paying attention. Which is a terrible argument. It's like saying I should be able to leave my keys in my car unlocked because people shouldn't steal. Because technically, yes, you're right. But if you leave your keys in your car and somebody steals it, you're not going to get a lot of sympathy. Things happen when you allow them to happen. Move the damn Bear Fountain.
So why don't you just get rid of it? Like, if it's, I mean, it has no...
What's the history of it?
We've
had this explained to us before. Something about virginity and then a family.
But it doesn't mean anything.
It means something to them.
I mean, you could take it and just stick it on in the park somewhere.
That has been my argument
this whole time. Put a light on it. There's your stupid bear.
Yeah.
By the way, nobody cares about this goddamn thing.
Everybody cares about
apparently,
it.
Apparently, it's
putting
a
it
big
back.
Deal. Yes.
You only care about it when it gets run over. This is like you're going over there having your family portraits taken around it.
Well, you can't because you get hit by a car.
Yeah, see?
All right. But we're not here to advise you to move the fountain this time, because again, you're all going to call me, let me tell you something about Bear Fountain you may not know. Let's try something else. I ask everyone that can hear us. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there anything else like this Bear Fountain in Geneseo, located in the middle of the road of any other town, village, or city near us? What other place has a massive thing right where people are driving their cars? Because if the answer is no other place, we've solved your problem, right?
Yeah, I wonder, like, today, like, if you wanted to put something like that in your town now, would it even be legal to do that like that because it's a hazard?
Good question.
Right?
I know a place we could call to figure that out.
You're right. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do that, I'm guessing.
Okay, you're doing that thing again because I'm on your side, but you're kind of starting to be an idiot and you're making us both look like idiots.
I want to say, and this is a little different, but I think it was Brockport had added a couple of those like traffic circles.
The roundabouts.
And I want to say like there was a little bit of there's like a learning curve
okay
there
yeah.
Well, because people got there and they weren't used to it being there and they got a little confused.
Understood, but this is not a roundabout.
No, I know.
This is a bear fountain in the middle of the street.
But I'm just saying, like, changing something as simple like that, and like especially a small town where everybody's just been used to it being the same way for a long time, it really throws people off.
Okay, I'm with you there, but this bear fountain has been that way for a long time and people keep hitting it. So, do we have nothing? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was no other town, village, or city near us that has something like the
smack
bear fountain.
Smack dab in the middle of the road with nothing around it.
Nothing else
It's just standing there.
There's no other memorial, anything. Because...
Who's the idiot that designed that?
Well, it may have been during the time of horse and buggy where that wouldn't have been a problem.
Is it that old?
I think that that's where horses used to drink in Geneseo when they would come.
Oh. Well, how come you don't see more of those around here? This is an old area. So, apparently everybody else got rid of their... horse drinking fountains, and we stuck to this one. God damn it!
Or Geneseo maybe was higher end, and were the only places that had one of the only places that had them.
All right,
I don't know the answer to that question, man. I know there's people that do. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Oh, look, I mean, even if there are other places that have something smack dab in the middle of the road, Geneseo is a very unique place.
Yeah,
it's a small town that in the fall and in the spring adds 4,000 college kids.
Yeah, punk ass.
Yeah, fun fact, Tommy. Did you know the town of Geneseo has a population of 10,000 people?
Okay.
Meaning the place almost doubles when the kids are in... No, I'm sorry. You gain 50% almost of the population when the kids are in school. You can't be a sleepy place and add that many kids every spring.
But every college town has that.
But not every college town has a bear on a fountain.
True.
Right?
And these are high-end college kids. These ain't just jackasses, but they seem to show up, too.
What are you talking about?
Well, Geneseo's a tough college. It's probably your top SUNY school.
Yeah.
Right?
You're
getting the best of the best, but you still get jackasses.
What does that have to do?
Colin Dahlberg.
What are you... For those who are new to the break room, Colin Dahlberg is a name we'll never forget.
Right.
He was a SUNY Geneseo student who, according to police, got drunk, stole an ambulance that was called to a dorm room to help somebody, drove it through the town, lights and siren, according to police, while yelling, God bless America, over the speaker.
Very patriotic.
Mm-hmm. And somehow a kid named Colin Dahlberg didn't really face any punishment after his lawyer got things taken care of.
Of course. He's a rich Colin.
But how about even Colin Dahlberg didn't hit the bear statue driving through, according to police in Geneseo.
So we have two places that people have called. They didn't want to go in there, but they said that Woolkit has
The topless thing.
Has a fountain. What?
Wait,
I don't know what you're talking
about.
There's
a statue of your mom?
Yes. No, they said
mom had a beautiful wreck.
Guess where the water comes out of.
I wanted to say, my mother, back in her day, yes, she was juicy down there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He just raised his leg to show my mother's vagina.
He can say that. You can't say that.
I can talk about how juicy your mom is. You, on the other hand.
Don't you want your mother to be juicy?
Holy crap.
Oh, you want your mother to be a dry stump down there? You want your mother to be sexually active and lubricated?
Anyways, Woolkit has a fountain in the middle of their main street, apparently. And the other place that somebody called, crap, what was it? There's another place with a mountain.
Is my juicy vagina talk?
Yes, that threw me off so much. There's another
my mother's
place
vagina.
With a monument in the middle of their main street. Mm. Gosh, damn it. Threw me off.
But it's not like a roundabout. It's like in the middle of
the road.
It's a
big clam.
Apparently, yes.
It's a big juicy clam.
Then how come we don't hear about those places getting hit? If the argument is it's the people not paying attention, not the actual fountain, those places should also get hit too.
Maybe they do, but we just don't hear about
it. But if the bears...
Or they don't fix it. It's all chipped up and dinged up. They don't care.
I know that would be in the news. If the bear fountain's always in the news, so would these ones be in the news for being hit. I mean, it's not like Geneseo's like a metropolitan area.
No, it's not.
Right?
It's not. It's old town.
I know. It's just hard for me to understand with the bear fountain being hit again.
Warsaw.
What's in Warsaw?
That's have a monument. In their main street. I don't know. They just had a monument.
There is some topless thing out there. I'm telling you,
bro,
man.
Did you get drunk at a strip club and accidentally drive into the sign?
No, I'm telling you, man.
What is the sign in the middle of the road?
There is a town out that way. It's a topless thing.
What?
It's a topless woman.
There is no topless woman.
Yes, there is. You probably have seen it.
Where is it?
It's out that way. Williamson that way.
Let me tell you.
Not Pulneyville, but... Keep going. Keep going. It's out there, bro.
Bro, you can't name it. Nobody's called with it. It doesn't exist.
I think, and I don't want to say his name, he knows about it. Our boy.
Who's our boy?
Ben. I think he's from that town.
Ah, why would you do
that? Well, you see what you did
it's
now.
Like Beetlejuice. You did it. Say his name three times. Nope, okay. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy is being inundated with phone calls that do not want to go on the air to talk about this for some reason. Once again, the Bear Fountain in Geneseo has been hit. It happened night around 6 o'clock. And we asked, is there any other place in our area that has stuff smack dab in the middle of the road? Why doesn't that stuff get hit? We got two answers, but we don't have any details on those. 252-WCMF, it looks like Cody has gotten to the bottom of what you're talking about. He's on CMF. Hey, Cody, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
So, Tommy, your topless woman is in Wolcott.
Ah.
What?
She is right on the intersection of Main Street and some side road. I forget what side road. It's a really busy side road. And it's kind of on the right side of the road. It splits the forward lane and the right turn lane.
Bro, it's the weirdest thing when you're driving out there because you're like in the middle of nowhere, and then there's this, like, country rack staring you in the face.
Country rack is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
Country rack.
No, sorry, we went through a lot as a country over the weekend. I understand.
Hit it and put a crack.
So McKenna just...
I got to be honest. I'm shocked that the bear gets hit a lot, and I'm shocked the topless woman doesn't, because you're driving by,
check
you
nipples.
See, oh, look, Hooters, and you're not paying attention.
Did you call them Hooters, Cody?
Yes,
you call them Hooters.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything that'll get somebody in trouble.
Appreciate that. No, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, a man named Cody should call press Hooters. Like that makes the world. So it's a good world when that.
That's
happens.
What Hooters was. Hooters.
Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
There goes Hooters loving Cody. Okay, so McKenna just sent me a picture of the statue. I've never seen the statue before.
So a lot of people see it on their way up to like to the Thousand Islands. A lot of people go that way.
Okay,
that's how I was introduced to them, country nips.
Look what you did. All I'm getting now is calls about where there are naked statues. Has nothing to do with statues in the middle of a road, but hey, let Tommy know there's a naked statue in fill in blank town.
It's a nice summer tour.
I mean, it's good information to have, right? You know, there's another thing that Geneseo could do to prevent this from continuing to happen.
Right.
And again, we're talking about the Bear Fountain. Once again, second time this year. It was hit Friday night, 6 p.m. And everybody's safe, but there is a scratch in the fountain. You can just close Main Street.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Make it a pedestrian-only walkway.
Yeah, but it kind of kills all your business.
I don't know. Does it? Because it's, look, I lived in Geneseo for a little while, right? Like that section of where the Bear Fountain is, just shut that down and have people drive around side streets to get to the other side
of
the street.
Pain in the ass, man.
Okay,
and
great.
And you're doing it for this stupid, pointless bear,
but the bear means
with no history.
The bear means enough to them where they don't want to move it. Excuse me.
I know.
Look, that Main Street in Geneseo was very walkable, extremely walkable.
Yeah. But I don't want to walk.
I don't want to. I want to drive into Bear Fountain.
Yes.
It's like knowing you, if you lived in that area, you'd have hit the Bear Fountain three or four times.
Probably. I don't care.
Take that, bro. No, but like in all sincerity, why doesn't Geneseo consider shutting down that section of Main Street?
Man, you know how much legality is into shutting a road down? Like the amount of council meetings and screaming you'd have.
What, you mean like when people keep hitting a bear fountain?
Yeah, but you get every old fart on both sides of the bear debate.
Both sides of the bile?
Yeah.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. John's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Yep.
Hey, it doesn't make the news all the time, but that fountain gets gotten hit more than twice this year, for sure.
Oh, you're talking about media keeping it under wraps so we don't know about it, man?
Usually it just doesn't get reported. People graze that thing all the time. Mostly it's people coming off of Center Street and hit it head on like idiots.
Ooh.
So you live out there in Geneseo, John?
Yes, I do.
All right. About the proposal. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I've suggested to people that maybe it is time to get it off of Main Street, and I've literally had people slamming their fist on the table telling me I'm trying to ruin the town.
That's so like... Like that, it's like a movie scene, like a small town movie scene.
Kimmy, we had to.
We're not moving that fountain, God darn it!
I agree with Duffy. I think it would be great down in the park, you know, and it'd make that intersection safer. But you know, people
could actually enjoy the fountain.
You can put things in the fountain,
right?
Hey, Johnny, keep fighting the good fight down there in Geneseo, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. All right, guys, have a good day. Thank you.
Hey, yep, there goes John. It's just a bear fountain.
Just throw the goddamn thing in the dump. Be done with it.
You don't have to go
that far.
By the way, you don't need fountains anymore. Fountains are for like old-timey days.
You live in a town of gazebos.
I live in a town of fountains, too. I can walk to three fountains.
Okay.
And nobody's looking at them. It's just spewing water for pointless nothing.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.